tweet at SaturdayRTE.
Now, the Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnellogue, said on Countrywide on Radio 1 this morning that the MICA redress scheme will provide 100% redress for homeowners and will be updated by February to reflect market costs. Is that your understanding of the scheme, Eoghan Brenn?
Well, it's not just not my understanding of the scheme. It's not what's in the published document from the Minister on Tuesday. The issue of costs has been dealt with in reference to a calculator that's produced by the Society of Chartered Surveyors of Ireland. So it's a very reliable and up-to-date calculator. You go onto that calculator today, it will tell you the cost per square foot of building a home is €150. What is in the document Dara O'Brien published on Tuesday isn't €150. It's €145 for the first 1,000 square feet. Then it drops to 110 and then to 100. So not only is it not 100% redress, so Charlie McConnellogue is just wrong, but also figures provided by the MICA Action Group, who were directly involved in trying to negotiate an improved scheme, show very, very clearly that, in fact, all categories of homeowners won't get 100%, and the average house that is affected will probably have to pay about €75,000. What Charlie is saying is clearly the SCSI's calculator is updated annually to take into account inflation.
Yeah, he's saying that the figures in the document that was released this week were indicative.
Well, first of all, that's not what the document says, right? The document does say that the figures will be updated annually, but the point is that as it stands, nobody is getting 100% redress. It also has to be said that not only do we not get clarity for people in Donegal and Mayo, but all of the other counties that have submitted their documentation to the department who are waiting to hear if they're included, folks in Clare and Sligo, etc., they're still none the wiser either. Okay. So this is not the 100% redress scheme that is required or that government is claiming they delivered.
OK, you were just talking there before the break about the need for clear messaging, mm-hmm. Colin Brophy. This is all over the place.
Well, I think what the government has done is they've put together a very, very good scheme. I think what the minister has made absolutely clear is that in terms of looking at costs early next year, that the scheme will deliver 100%.
Just to be absolutely clear what we mean by that, are you saying that no homeowner will have to contribute any money to the rebuilding of their homes?
Well,
no matter what size of home they have.
My understanding is between the scheme that's there and between the willingness to look at the figures, again, the minister has indicated that as part of that cost review, there's a square footage review of costs of building costs take place.
That was every a yes or no question now.
Every couple of months, that scheme therefore should be able to deliver 100% remediation
should
scheme
be able
for, family,
to deliver.
For family
I'm
homes.
Saying, are you saying now today that as the minister very, very forcefully said this morning, as Minister McConnellogue, that it will be 100%.
Well, that's what I believe. That's what I believe it will be, and I think what was announced as the scheme and the clarification which the minister gave in terms of making sure to take account of those costs of housing costs, which I think is next February, that will mean that the scheme is 100% redress scheme. So, I mean, I know that Joe McHugh has done huge work on this. He wants to see 100% redress scheme. The scheme that's put in place there, I believe, by the government is designed to try and meet that. And
there's
I think
a lot
it
of
will.
Trying to meet that, I wants said, to see.
Will meet that.
And will I think, meet that. And it will be 100%.
And I think that is what both, whether it's Joe McHugh or whether it's Charlie McConnellogue or whether it's the minister, that's what they're at
and
when they put that scheme in place.
And you're comfortable with the taxpayer paying for every block and every square?
Well, no, I'm comfortable with the taxpayer and the government having to put in place a scheme like this, but I also want to see us in every single way we can go after the people that supplied defective materials and look at how we can recoup. But I think that's the job of the state to do that. And for people who are living in family homes and need to have those homes fixed and rectified,
they should get 100%.
That's what they should be getting.
Okay, that's all we have time for today, I'm afraid.